are global economies on the brink of a new trade war? Welcome to the World Daily Brief, your go-to source for the world's most important news. Today is Tuesday, April 1st, 2025, and here's what you need to know about the looming Trump tariffs deadline. Let's dive in. With the clock ticking down, global markets are on edge as the deadline for the new tariffs imposed by former President Donald Trump approaches. These tariffs, often dubbed Liberation Day tariffs by Trump himself, are set to impact a wide range of goods, potentially escalating tensions between major economic powers. The tariffs are part of Trump's broader economic strategy, which he claims is designed to protect American industries and jobs. However, the international community is concerned about the ripple effects these tariffs could have on global trade. The European Union, China, and other key trading partners have expressed their discontent, warning of possible retaliatory measures that could spark a new trade conflict. According to a statement from the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government, these tariffs are unilateral and unjust, reflecting broader geopolitical tensions. The region is particularly concerned about the potential disruption to its trade flows, which are heavily reliant on stable international trade relations. Why does this matter? The imposition of these tariffs could significantly alter global economic dynamics, affecting supply chains and international trade agreements. This development is especially crucial for multinational companies that rely on cross-border commerce, as they may need to reassess their strategies in light of potential cost increases and supply chain disruptions. Looking ahead, business leaders and policymakers should consider the strategic implications of these tariffs. How might they affect existing trade partnerships? What contingency plans should be in place to mitigate potential disruptions? As these questions loom large, staying informed and adaptable will be key to navigating this uncertain economic landscape. In a bold move, the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government has issued a strong condemnation of the United States' recent sanctions on six officials from the mainland and HKSR. This development underscores the enduring tensions between Beijing and Washington as the U.S. continues to impose punitive measures that it claims are in response to actions undermining democracy and human rights in Hong Kong. The sanctioned individuals include high-ranking figures such as Dong Jingwei, the director of the Office for Safeguarding National Security of the Central People's Government in the HKSR, and Paul Lam Ting Kwok, the Secretary for Justice. In a statement, the HKSR government lambasted the sanctions as hegemonic and bullying tactics, arguing that these measures grossly interfere with China's internal affairs and violate international law. The U.S. sanctions are part of a broader geopolitical maneuver, reflecting ongoing tensions regarding the one country, two systems framework that governs Hong Kong. The HKSR government, along with the central authorities, has reiterated that these sanctions will not deter them from enforcing national security laws, which they argue are essential for maintaining stability and sovereignty. The international community is watching closely as these developments unfold, with potential implications for U.S.-China relations. The HKSR government has warned that the U.S.'s actions could destabilize Hong Kong's prosperity and expose what they describe as the U.S.'s slyness. In response, the central authorities have indicated that they will take firm, retaliatory measures. Why does this matter? These sanctions are emblematic of the broader geopolitical struggle for influence and control in the Asia-Pacific region. As Hong Kong continues to be a flashpoint in U.S.-China relations, the strategic decisions made by both nations could have lasting impacts on global trade, security, and diplomatic alliances. International businesses operating in Hong Kong may need to brace for potential disruptions and reassess their risk management strategies. As we move forward, it's crucial for policymakers and business leaders to monitor these developments and consider the broader implications for international relations. How might this affect existing trade agreements or future diplomatic negotiations? Staying informed and prepared will be essential as we navigate these complex geopolitical waters. That's it for today's World Daily Brief. The ongoing tensions around the U.S., sanctions on Hong Kong officials highlight the intricate balance of power and diplomacy in the Asia-Pacific region. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated on global affairs. This is AI Michelle signing off. Until next time.